Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Got a lot of things happening in the month of April. But I'm here with Jeff Wolf with Wolf Direct. And thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, Jack.
So you've been in Durango a couple years.
Just a
jokingly
couple.
Say. How
Just
long have
couple.
You been here?
I got to town in 1983.
Oh, wow. So we arrived about the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Frank Larson from the New York Bakery?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the director of food and beverage up at Purgatory, and he hired me to open Sterling's Restaurant.
Okay.
When they were building the Village Center.
Wow. So then your career, how did you get involved in marketing and branding and everything?
Well, that's a little bit of a story.
Yeah.
I stayed at Purgatory for 6 years.
Okay.
Eventually as food and beverage director over all the restaurants. And, you know, the top of the mountain needed the most attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And then during that time, we had our first daughter, Cara.
Okay.
And I went to town to try to buy her something. And in 1985, when she was born, there really was very little
right.
to buy, places to shop for children. So I went home and said to my ex-wife at the time, gee, we should open a children's store.
Oh,
and
okay.
we did.
Yeah. And wait, what store was that?
Unicorn's Garden.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
So we opened Unicorn's Garden in 1985.
Uh-huh.
And then in the hallway behind Unicorn's Garden, we started a second business.
Yeah.
Back in the Saddle.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
In 1993.
Okay.
Eventually sold both stores. And I went to work for the company that acquired Back in the Saddle in 1998.
Oh, wow.
And so that's kind of how I got into business and eventually marketing.
Okay. Now, so tell me a little bit now, we'll kind of like fast forward to now, but what is Wolf Direct?
Wolf Direct is me.
It's you. Wow. So you're the brand, you're the name, you're everything
yeah,
behind
so,
the engine.
Since 1998, when I sold Back in the Saddle, I stayed with the company that bought us. So it was a catalog company called Potpourri
uh-huh.
out of Boston for 5 years. And then I joined with a consultant out on the West Coast for 10 years. We built his business, sold it to a bigger database company.
Uh-huh.
And then I joined a national marketing agency out of Kansas City after that.
Okay.
So while I've been working for these other national outfits, I've always kept my own little marketing and consulting practice here in town.
Interesting. So let me ask you this. So what is it with all the new technology out there and everything that's going on, what has been the biggest change that you've seen in the world of marketing and branding?
Great question.
Well, I've got my cheat sheet here and that's not on there. So
no,
I'm throwing you a curveball.
It's actually,
maybe.
it's actually a strike because, you know, those of us that have been marketing for a long time, decades ago, knew that people make shopping decisions based on unconscious feelings
mm-hmm.
and behavior.
Okay.
But we couldn't prove it until recently.
Right.
But we always knew. I remember you all put some popcorn in the movie commercials and
the
subliminal stuff.
Uh-huh.
Marketers have known that the reason we all buy something we don't really understand, it's not top of mind, it's deep in the brain somewhere.
Right.
Well, now they can put MRI machines on our brains, check the images out, and sure enough, what lights up when we push a button to buy something is the emotional, the feeling part of our brain.
Interesting. So it's funny because the answer I was looking for, that was completely different. I was thinking, you know, along the lines of social media, but with social media, I've had things pop up, or I've surfed for, you know, a truck, let's say, and different types of trucks, all of a sudden those things are popping up. And I know right before Christmas, there was something that popped up and went, oh, my wife would like that. And I ordered it. And it was because of that impulse of, oh, she would like that. You know, it has to do with dogs or whatever.
It's actually a little creepy.
Yeah.
What's going on out there in the tactical marketing world. What you're talking about, social media and email and all mm-hmm. the things you see are marketing tactics.
Right.
So those really aren't the core of marketing. That's just the tactical. That's the delivery.
The vehicle of it.
The vehicle. What we've learned in the last few years as marketers is the behavior that actually drives those decisions.
And interesting.
That helps you craft a message, and then it personalizes it. So once you go online and figure out you want a truck, then the marketers know that.
Right. Interesting. I'm gonna come back to that, but I first want to ask you, so what are some of the local community groups that you've been involved with, you know, over all these years that you've been here?
I have to admit, I had to write them down.
That's fine.
You know, I started with DACRA back when that was still...
Oh, Durango Area Chamber Resort Association.
Yeah, in the very early days of DACRA. Then I was part of the Restaurant Association for all the years I ran restaurants in Durango.
Right.
And I was actually one of the founders of the Taste of Durango, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Barry Kemmler and myself, and there was an F&B guy up at Tamaron, Rizik Saad, and we actually... A few other people started that crazy event.
And F&B as in food and beverage.
Yes,
you know, I want to, because of all the acronyms out there nowadays, it's kind of hard to, you know.
Yeah.
What year was that Taste of Durango started? Do you recall?
No, it had to be in the 80s.
Yeah. And it's grown to be an incredible event.
Yeah, I think we started with like 6 booths in the main mall or something.
Sure. And then it has grown ever since.
Then I went on the Snowdown and a tip to Terry Fiedler, which I just learned about when I walked in here this morning. You know, I was on the Snowdown board for 8 years, president for a couple, and you know, a moment of silence for Terry. He was an
incredible person, and I know 1 year, it was years ago at our Durango Rocks Award, we gave him the Outstanding Contribution Award to Terry, just for his incredible work with Snowdown and everything. And just, he was, I remember talking to him one time, or reminiscing here with our phone system, and he gave me so much of his time and energy and ideas, and didn't charge me. You know, said, well, here, Jack, this is what we can do with you. If you don't use us, here's a competitor that could probably do better. I mean, just an honest person.
Honest, kind soul, and I'm so fortunate to have spent 8 years on the board and working with them closely. That was a great time of my life.
And so from Taste of Durango to Snowdown, other things that you've been involved in?
The most recent was when Roger came to town for the Economic Alliance.
Yes.
I was his first marketing chair.
Right.
So we helped get that started and created the little fellow on the logo and did a couple years of volunteer for that group back when it started.
And you've done some great things, you know, with launching the Alliance, and thank goodness that occurred, because I used to do both jobs, had 2 board of directors, and I am so glad that spun off and Roger has been hired, I think 6 years ago or whatever it's been now, and really helping the Alliance and, you know, economic development in the area.
Yeah, that was my most recent community service, I guess, other than some board of directors, which we all do here in Durango.
Well, of course, and be careful, because, you know, now people may call you up and say, hey, Jeff, I need to get you, you know, come and join our board or our organization. If you just tuned in, again, I'm talking with Jeff Wolf of Wolf Direct. And so let me ask you, what kind of projects does Wolf Direct, you know, generally take on? I know it's because there's so many different things that you could, and different hats you can wear.
Most of my projects are in 3 areas. Local businesses that want to take their business national, since I've done that myself.
Yeah.
And I work with those kind of companies on a national basis. I can help you know, kind of a graduate course in what SCAPE does. You know,
Once you're
up and running, I can help businesses make that leap to the national stage. The second type of work I take on is exits, helping people sell their business.
Okay.
And then anything green. Anything that helps the planet, I'm in.
You're in. Let me go back with the businesses, you know, trying to grow their business. So let's say if somebody does have a presence online, they have their website, I am assuming then you can help with the search engine optimization, help analyze, you know, what can be those trigger points for a consumer to purchase their products. And then also, I'm making all this up, but let's say if somebody looks at one type of item, then, you always get that, people that looked at this item also bought this item. Is that kind of what we're, yes, no?
That's a tactical thing.
And I'm always going back to this tactical stuff.
Yeah, I want to stress that there's a myth out there that marketing equals tactics.
Uh-huh.
So when people hear the word marketing, they think emails, ads in the newspaper, radio, social marketing, search. Mm-hmm. Those are all tactics.
Okay.
Marketing is, how do you put a message out there that cuts through the clutter so that people hear it and it resonates?
Right. Now, with that in mind, without, you know, giving away your, you know, trade secrets, so to speak, are there some things that, let's say, somebody listening should be doing for those messaging?
Yeah. Here's the question I always start with. What does Harley Davidson sell?
Motorcycles.
No.
No?
No.
Freedom.
Freedom.
There you go.
They sell freedom. So if you're out there trying to sell motorcycles, you'll fail.
Right.
But if you sell that feeling of freedom, oh, and a motorcycle, what a great way to feel it.
Ah, so let's say, and I'm making this up, but, you know, my wife owns the drink of olive oil company, and we always use the slogan, food is love. So when you eat something that tastes, it triggers all these different senses, and it brings community and family together when you're using different food products.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So olive oil is something people use in the kitchen. And how do we feel when we're going in to make a recipe? And just about, I know personally, I put olive oil on everything.
Yeah.
So there's a feeling I get when I reach for the olive oil.
Absolutely. And so, let me ask you this. How hard is it to get a company to think that way? Because I'm thinking of the chamber already. I'm always like, here's our benefits, which is not really what we do.
No. No, what you do is you do, well, that's a great question. You part entertain, you part inform. And the biggest question is, what do you do different than everybody else out there that's doing what you do?
Right.
That's the key question. So whether it's olive oil or the radio or the news or whatever it is, you need to have something that differentiates you from the competition.
From the competition. So it's a kind of like a big exploratory dissection of what different businesses do. Now, let me ask you this, because I just thought of this. Do you offer your services then for, let's say, a board of directors and do a board retreat kind of thing where you really peel away the onion layers?
Absolutely. That's getting into more of a brand project where I would talk about, help you figure out what is the one thing. You know, what do you do that's special?
Right.
If you were to be abducted by aliens tomorrow, what wouldn't be available in your marketplace?
Interesting. Now, if somebody wanted to hire you to do that, what's the best way to reach you?
Phone call, email, wolfdirect.com.
Okay.
Ask someone in town who knows me.
Wolfdirect.com. Now, what do you see in today's business and marketing world? What do you look in the future? What do you see happening?
The future is really about a combination of, and this is going to sound a little odd, but neuroscience, human behavior, and the general ledger.
Right. So, meaning?
Meaning the message counts. You have to have the right message, and you have to do it in a way that provides return on investment.
Okay.
And it's really hard to combine creative and design solutions with accounting P&L solutions.
Well, and it's very difficult when you're trying, I would assume, just again, getting down to that sub layer of what we do. I mean, you've got me thinking, going, oh, wow, I've been doing everything wrong for the last 10 years.
Well,
not
really.
Everything wrong, but.
The messaging part's really more recent, especially with technology and social media, because, you know, anytime you're out there anywhere on the internet, you're competing with a billion messages.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
right.
I don't know how many 10,000 we get a day or something. So,
yeah.
You know, something has to cut through that. Otherwise, your brain, all our brains tune out most of that just. You know,
built-in filter.
Yeah, it just doesn't even get through. So you have to have something that cuts through that to start. Otherwise, nothing's going
to
happen.
All right, well, I'm going to have to talk to you off air and see if you can't come up with the right formula for the Chamber of Commerce and other other organizations.
Yeah,
then.
I'd be happy to. It's what I do. I love talking shop all day.
And I know you did a Lunch and Learn. Can we get you back to do a Lunch and Learn sometime?
Absolutely. I think I might have been one of the first.
Yeah, it was a while back when I first took the job.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were doing
how
it
long
before
ago was that?
I took the job 11 years ago.
How about that?
And I'm still here. I got them fooled.
You don't look a day older.
Yeah, whatever. Well, Jeff, give your website one more time.
It's wolfdirect.com.
Okay. And the number?
970-236-2336.
I'm sure that's on wolfdirect.com. People can go to the website.
Be.
All right, wolfdirect.com. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks
for
having me.
I got to go home and do my homework now.
All right, sounds good.
Send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.